Welcome to episode number 77 of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. And this week I'm bringing back one of our most beloved topics, love, of course. It's been such a long time since I recorded the last episode about online dating or love, so I thought, why not talk about it now again? Because there's always so much to say about this topic. And as you can tell by the title of this episode, Choose Love is really the notion and slogan that I want to talk about. I've heard people say that love is a choice, and I partly agree. And I want to make clear why. Firstly, I think love is a choice because you decide consciously, if you notice that you like someone, to open your heart and to be present with them and to be honest and authentic and express what you feel inside. Those are all choices we get to make, and they all involve courage because it's not easy to be open, it's not easy to be authentic, it's not easy to be honest. And in today's world, those are all attributes that I think are so rare and so important that when you find a person who is like that, you should definitely hold on to them. Now, why do I think that love is not a choice? Because we cannot consciously decide who we fall in love with. I don't believe that. And once when I was in church, the priest said something that really touched me, and it's that love is God's plan. I don't really know if I can say something about that because it seems too big of a concept to actually talk about it from my part. But I think that the person that we end up with is not a coincidence. It's not just anyone who could have come into our lives and stuck around. I think there is some kind of bigger power involved, and we notice that when we really open our hearts and decide to allow for the feelings to come and stick. And I think that's about what I want to say about that part of this episode, because I don't feel qualified to talk about why love is God's plan, because it seems so big and seems so far away. But it's definitely the case, I believe, that there's more involved than just us in true love and the partner that we choose for the rest of our lives, if we do so. Another important point why love is a choice is actually that in today's world, we're faced with so many options. I've talked about this so many times and I still stand by it. Hookup culture and swiping culture is really unhealthy, and I've noticed this. I mean, I use a dating app myself. I've tried 3 dating apps and I'm on my 3rd one, and I haven't swiped in a week, and I feel so much better, because sometimes you just go through phases when you realize that what you're doing is kind of, it's obnoxious. It's really obnoxious. Swiping through profile after profile, for me, looking at guys for like, I don't know, 3 seconds in their profiles, seeing their pictures, reading their bios, and making a choice is just, I don't know. I still don't think it's the right way to get to know people, even though good, interesting contacts can come about. I'm not denying that, but love is a choice in today's world because you choose to step away from hookup culture, to step away from this 7-second attention span, and you decide to give someone a real shot and to get to know someone on a deeper level. And isn't that what love is about? Isn't that what life is about? Getting to know someone on a deeper level, getting to know people for real, not just having thousands of so-called friends or acquaintances, but having a handful of really close friends that you can talk about everything with, and having a person in your life who is a partner, who is not just a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, but a real partner who wants to know the best of you and the worst of you, and who still supports you and has your back. And isn't it so much more worthwhile to be that for someone else I'm getting really worked up on this topic. But I mean, where are our values? Where are our standards for dating? Where has all of that gone? I really want a deep connection with someone. I want a partner. I don't want a boyfriend. I want a partner, and I want a deep connection with him. And I want to know that even if the going gets tough, that person's going to stick around because I'm going to do the same for him. And I want to know that I'm chosen 100%. And I want to choose somebody else 100% because I want to choose love. And to love means to sacrifice. To sacrifice all the other options, all the other possible partners out there for that one person that you go all in with. And I think it's one of the best, most interesting, and most important choices that we get to make in life. And I could talk about this topic for such a long time, but I think I'm going to end it here. And I'm going to say, choose love and choose to stick to your values and your ideals. Make them clear to somebody else and then see what happens. Because if you do that, you are so different from everybody else because nobody does that. Almost nobody does that. Elevate dating to the next level, to a level that is actually meaningful and is going to sustain a good relationship in your life. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I hope you liked it. I love this topic. Love. Haha. And if you like this episode, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts so I know that I should talk about this topic again. If you like my podcast in general, you can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll catch you next week. Bye.